All right, let's dive in. Today, we're exploring the mysteries and impact of the SS Edmund Fitzgerald's sinking. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here, you'll learn 7 facts about the Edmund Fitzgerald sinking. Freight, fate, and facts. Let's dive into the depths of the Edmund Fitzgerald. First things first. Fact number 1. SS Edmund Fitzgerald sank in Lake Superior on November 10, 1975. The ship was caught in a severe storm while carrying taconite pellets on Lake Superior. Despite its size and capabilities, it succumbed to the harsh weather conditions. Test question. On what date did the Edmund Fitzgerald sink? Correct answer. November 10, 1975. Remember, November's gales took Fitzgerald to deep water. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 2. The ship was the largest to have sunk in the Great Lakes. At 729 feet, the Edmund Fitzgerald was the largest ship on the Great Lakes when it sank, earning it a significant place in maritime history. Test question. What was the largest ship to sink on the Great Lakes? Correct answer. Edmund Fitzgerald. Lakes, largest lost. Fitzgerald's ghost. Moving on. Fact number 3. Edmund Fitzgerald was located on November 14, 1975, in deep water. A U.S. Navy aircraft discovered the wreck using sensors that detected magnetic anomalies, confirming its resting place. Test question. When was the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald located? Correct answer. November 14, 1975. Found 4 days after, the search was no disaster. Next up, fact number 4. Captain Ernest M. McSorley was the last captain of the ship. Known for his experience, Captain McSorley led the ship during its last voyage, reporting, "We are holding our own," as his final message. Test question. Who was the last captain of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Correct answer. Ernest M. McSorley. Captain McSorley, last on the story. Now let's move forward. Fact number 5. The exact cause of the sinking remains unknown. Despite numerous investigations, theories like structural failure and rogue waves persist without a definitive conclusion. Test question. What remains unknown about the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Correct answer. The exact cause. Fitzgerald's fate, still a debate. On to the next one. Fact number 6. The sinking led to changes in Great Lakes shipping regulations. Increased safety measures, like mandatory survival suits, were introduced to prevent future tragedies. Test question. What did the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald lead to in terms of regulations? Correct answer. Changes in Great Lakes shipping regulations. Safety's new reign after Fitzgerald's pain. Let's shift gears a bit. Fact number 7. A group of 3 rogue waves, known as Three Sisters, might have contributed to the sinking. These unpredictable waves could have overwhelmed the ship, adding a dramatic element to its mysterious end. Test question. What phenomenon is believed to have contributed to the Edmund Fitzgerald's sinking? Correct answer. 3 rogue waves. Three Sisters, waves, Fitzgerald's brave. All right, let's continue with a quick recap. Fact number 1. On what date did the Edmund Fitzgerald sink? Correct answer. November 10, 1975. Fact number 2. What was the largest ship to sink on the Great Lakes? Correct answer. Edmund Fitzgerald. Fact number 3. When was the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald located? Correct answer. November 14, 1975. Fact number 4. Who was the last captain of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Correct answer, Ernest M. McSorley. Fact number 5. What remains unknown about the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Correct answer, the exact cause. Fact number 6. What did the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald lead to in terms of regulations? Correct answer, changes in Great Lakes shipping regulations. Fact number 7. What phenomenon is believed to have contributed to the Edmund Fitzgerald sinking? Correct answer, 3 rogue waves. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's a wrap for today.